This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren formally announced her candidacy for president on Saturday. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, Warren called for change in a political system that she said is rigged in favor of the rich.
The man in the White House is not the cause of what is broken. He is just the latest and most extreme symptom of what's gone wrong in America.
And that, says Elizabeth Warren, is a rigged system that benefits the rich and powerful at the expense of everyone else. While the campaign manager for President Trump's re-election bid labeled Warren a fraud for past claims of Native American heritage, Warren did not address the topic and avoided taking direct jabs at the president. Instead, she pledged to fight for big structural change that she says will ensure every American has a real opportunity to build something.
I am in this fight all the way!
I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S.-backed and Kurdish-led Syrian forces said Saturday they have launched a final push to defeat the Islamic State group in the final pocket the extremists hold in eastern Syria. An SDF spokesman tweeted Saturday that SDF started to move on to the last village remaining under jihadists' control. The village of Baghouz, which is the only remaining ISIS pocket, will be cleared soon. SDF officials and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights estimated there were about 3,000 battle-hardened IS jihadists, mostly foreigners, in the region. The observatory also estimated several hundred civilians remained in the area as well. Syrian Democratic Forces, backed by U.S. air power, have driven Islamic State from large swaths of territory it once controlled in northern and eastern Syria, confining the extremists to a small pocket of land near the border with Iraq. This is VOA News. Thousands of French Yellow Vest demonstrators marched on Saturday with scuffles in Paris on the 13th week of protests. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has details.
Several thousand Yellow Vest protesters descended on Paris on Saturday. It marked the 13th consecutive weekend of marches against President Emmanuel Macron's government. Some protesters were visibly injured during scuffles with police, who let off tear gas in an attempt to disperse the crowds. Other marchers tried to set up a barricade on the Boulevard Saint-Germain. Police had said that around 14 people had been arrested by early afternoon. The movement has been a political thorn in Macron's side since last November, when the group, named after the fluorescent vests French motorists are required to keep in their cars, took to the streets in hordes over his reform agenda.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters. Several thousand people marched in Serbia's capital of Belgrade Saturday to protest populist President Aleksandar Vučić, who is showing some signs of nervousness after 10 straight weeks of anti-government demonstrations. The protests on Saturday jeered in front of the state TV and Politica newspaper headquarters, which are firmly under Vučić's control. The protests, which have spread outside of Belgrade, accuse Vučić of stifling free media and democracy in the Balkan country. The former extreme pro-Russian nationalist denies the accusations, and media under his control have called the protesters Western stooges. The political party that nominated a Thai princess to run for high office now says it will do what the nation's king desires. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
The Raksachak political party has sworn loyalty to the king a day after its stunning decision to nominate the monarch's sister as its candidate for prime minister backfired when the king intervened. The statement of compliance comes as the country ponders the whirlwind in which Princess Ubal Rat broke with a long tradition prescribing the monarchy's involvement with politics to become a candidate, only to have her brother, the king, invalidate her action with a late-night order. Thailand's March 24 election will be the country's first since the 2014 military coup. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Flamengo chief executive Reinaldo Belotti said on Saturday the Brazilian football club is working closely with authorities to establish what caused a fire at a training ground that killed 10 young players. Speaking at a news conference in Rio, Belotti said that he rejected suggestions by the office of Rio's mayor that the dormitory was built on an area registered as a car park. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.